Chapter 3. A Sense of Duty. John Marshall rose early in his Philadelphia hotel room on June 25, 1798, the morning after the Federalists' lavish banquet in his honor. He had made arrangements to travel by public coach for most of his journey to Northern Virginia, where he was to be reunited with his wife Polly, who had been staying with relatives since the birth of their 7-month-old son, John. Her husband's absence had been painfully difficult for Polly, who had strongly opposed his Paris mission. During the time that he was in Paris, Marshall regularly wrote Polly affectionate letters. She did not write a single letter in return. In fact, she had become physically weak and increasingly reclusive, suffering from a deep depression that would plague her for the rest of her life. When Marshall arrived to board the public coach for his return to Virginia, he realized that there were no vacant seats inside the carriage. Unfazed, the nation's reigning hero promptly climbed on top of the coach next to the driver to begin the 3-day ride. If Marshall was satisfied to return to Virginia without privilege or fanfare, the citizens of Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Virginia, who enthusiastically greeted him along his route, were decidedly of a different opinion. From the moment the coach left Philadelphia, accompanied by a detachment of cavalry, until he reached his final destination of Richmond, Marshall was proudly welcomed and celebrated. Uniformed local cavalry units escorted Marshall's coach into the towns of York and Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and Frederick, Maryland. He received military salutes, church bells of welcome, and banquet toasts of appreciation throughout the journey. Marshall mounted a horse in Frederick for the last leg of his trip to Winchester. There he found Polly in bed and under a physician's care. Her condition improved slightly during the 5 weeks Marshall stayed with her. But Marshall continued to worry about Polly, and on August 18th, soon after he had left her to return to their home in Richmond, he wrote her a letter of concern and encouragement. "I have been a little indisposed by the hot and disagreeable ride, but am now perfectly well. And if I could only learn that you are entirely restored..."